Hello, and welcome to the Planetary Regeneration Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory Landway.
When it comes to carbon, we can't rely on those classical theories alone because carbon is a very special element in the periodic table that differentiates itself from all the other elements and pollutants in the environment. Because, as we all know, carbon is the building block of life. So carbon stores a lot of energy, it provides structure, and it stores information, for example, in DNA. Mm-hmm. And given that carbon is so fundamental to life and the emergence of life, we can't really separate carbon from energy like you can other pollutants. Therefore, what I'm claiming is that the market failure in greenhouse gases is not a classical market failure, but indeed is a thermodynamic market failure. And as a thermodynamic market failure, we can't really conceptualize the problem adequately with these neoclassical ideas alone, that we have to bring in a more generalized model. And the only other real approach we can use that's, let's call it scientific, would be a framing based on the natural sciences. And this would bring in the school of economics known as biophysical economics. Social scientists have actually tested a certain aspect of this theory already, which they call carrot and stick incentives. So in the literature, in the peer-reviewed literature, there's at least three studies where scientists have taken groups of people and they've given them sticks, which are penalty-based incentives, and they've given them carrots, which are rewards of some certain kind, and then they've given them combinations of the two. And what they've found consistently is that human cooperation maximizes with carrot and stick incentives together. And so that's, at a very foundational level, that's evidence that this reward-based approach combined with taxes and other penalties could be used to maximize cooperation. What it means in effect is something that most people simply won't acknowledge, and that is carbon taxes won't work, whether you use a low discount rate or a high discount rate, because if you use a high discount rate, you end up with a low tax, and then you don't protect the planet from catastrophic climate change. If you use a low discount rate and a very high tax, it still won't work. Because why? People don't like taxes. So it will be blocked politically. Yeah. And that's the key problem that troubles taxes, and it has so for 20 or 30 years, but the economists are still persisting with this approach because they don't have any other understanding around carbon pricing, and they don't spend the time to think about how to offer a carrot, a reward, because they only consider typical subsidies. But the analysis put forward here is to introduce a policy which is a global carrot that is debt-free and it doesn't tax anybody because it's structured on the notion that we can reward people with a parallel currency system that is fully funded by monetary policy and currency trading.